Hello, this is Stephen Charles. I just wanted to say some things about replacement theory. I have a short post on replacement theory. Imagine all humans being equal in value and everyone gets along with each other. There is no more hatred. Everyone is fair to everyone. Humans naturally have mixed tribe children. No one cares what color or tribe we came from. It doesn't matter anymore. We are all one human family. Genocide is when one tribe or group kills another. Replacement theory is just an excuse for genocide. White supremacists are the most ignorant of all humans on Earth. Now, the children being born, that they don't have white skin or brown skin or yellow skin, or they just have human skin, you know, and it doesn't matter what color the children are or what tribes their parents were from. And we're not trying to kill the other people via genocide. So the white supremacists that are talking about replacement theory and how they think that there's this conspiracy or this phenomena that they are going to be replaced by other people, and that's delusional. That is not accurate thinking. Nobody's going to kill them. Nobody's going to kill them and take their job and their families. They're going to live a full life, and their happiness is going to be dependent on the choices they make. And they will live a full life depending on what they do and how long they live. And then they will die, just like everyone else. Nobody's going to replace them. Death is the end of all of our lives. And then our children continue. So the white supremacists, they want to have everybody else under their thumb. And they don't have qualms about killing the other people that aren't white supremacists. We've already seen that. They make death threats. They kill people that aren't white supremacists. And it's the white supremacists that are actually trying to replace the other people with copies of themselves, with their children that have been indoctrinated into the replacement theory, white supremacy theory. And they want to be the only people on the planet, and they don't want any mixed blood. Like the Turner Diary, they wanted to hang all the people of mixed tribes that are having children. They want to kill all the other kind of people, like Hitler did. Now, not all of them are that extreme, but that's where this leads to. So like I said, if it doesn't matter what our children, what color their skin is, what tribes their parents came from, you know, it's going to be you are going to be one of the parents, and depending on who is the mother or the father of the child and what tribe they're from, that determines the genetics of the child. And it doesn't matter what tribe we come from. It's what matters is that we're all one human family working together with unity, fairness for everyone. And if you join the way of fairness, we protect your secrecy. This is not the law of the land. So we're not going to say stuff. If you're fair to us, we're going to keep our mouth shut, and the government's going to do its job, and we're going to try to get the government to be fair to everyone too. That's what we want to do. We want to make our laws so that they protect everybody from unfairness. And then there won't be a problem with the government. The government is a servant of the people. And there are human beings that work for the government. And they're going to want to have fairness too. So they can be a part of the way of fairness and also have a job in the government as servants of the government. It's a separate deal. It's separate. And we don't have a problem with being ruled by the law of the land. We want to make the law of the land better. Join us. Thank you.